Good morning, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and would like to get your opinions. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Say that again.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Now who?
Your race or ethnicity?
Oh, my race?
Yes?
I'm black.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for President and Congress? You will definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
And will you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
89.
Okay. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
What you mean, from a 1 to 10 or what?
Yes. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, and 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year.
I'm on a 10.
Okay. And generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all?
Very closely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied,
okay. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say about the same.
And thinking about issues facing your country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? I have a short list. The first one, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the grown people, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or the last three, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving the student debt, and border security.
Now, what you want me to say about that?
You can select up to two, which is, will you say, are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on?
All of them.
Okay, but you need to select at least one or two. I can repeat the list if you want.
Really?
Reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the grown people, making college more affordable, border security, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Okay. And one more? Okay. You can select up to two.
What is the next one? Lowering prescription drugs.
Okay, lowering prescription drugs. And the cost of healthcare. Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 45 now. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you are very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, okay, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. From 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
Maybe a 50.
50, okay. Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
100.
Jill Stein?
Who?
Jill Stein?
Jill Stein?
Jill.
I don't know anything about her.
Never heard of? Okay. Republicans in Congress in general? From 0 to 100, how would you rate Republicans in Congress?
Terrible. 30.
Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero. Tim Scott?
James Scott.
Tim. Tim Scott. Do you recognize the name?
No. Is he from Florida?
If you don't recognize the name, that's okay. You can please say so.
Is he from Florida?
Tim Scott. You recognize the name? Tim Scott? From 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. The next one, Joe Biden. From 0 to 100?
100.
Democrats in Congress. Democrats in general.
100.
Okay. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump, from whom will you vote?
Biden.
And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all.
How you say that again?
The debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night. Did you happen to see a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
No.
Much more, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less?
More.
Much more? Or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. And what did you see or hear that makes you more likely to support Joe Biden for president? In your own words.
Because he seems to be a real nice person. He acts like he wants to bring about a change in America.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, just let me document your answer, please. Change in America. Okay, thank you. Now, did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Much more, somewhat less, or much less?
Much less.
Much less. And what did you see or heard that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president? In your own words.
He don't do him a lot. He never did nothing wrong in his no matter what, he didn't never get nothing wrong. And that's a lie, because we all have done something wrong.
Okay. Just let me document your answer, please.
Say what now?
Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Please tell me which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now. And you may choose two. Yeah, I know all are important, but you may choose two. The first one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or rising crime and violence?
Now, what did you say about that so I can give you an answer? What was the greatest threat?
Which do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now?
Donald Trump won and white supremacists did them.
Okay. Thank you. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. And we're almost done. We're 85% now. Thank you so much for your time. The first issue is fixing the immigration system. Biden much better dealing with that issue. Biden somewhat better. Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
I think Biden would deal with it better.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, or Trump?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat?
Yes, much better.
Much better. Okay. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
The last three issues, rising crime and violence.
Much better. I don't trust Trump one bit because he's a jackass.
The last two, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Biden much better, somewhat, or Trump?
Much better. Biden.
And growing the U.S. economy.
Biden.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
About the war in Israel? Much better.
Yes. Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was fair.
Very fair or just somewhat fair?
Very fair.
And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatively to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or other?
YouTube.
Okay. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. And what is the last grade of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
You're talking about myself?
Yes, your approach to political issues.
I think I would be very conservative.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
What now?
How often do you attend church or religious services?
How much I in charge of religious services?
Yes. Twice a week or more? Every week?
Every day.
Okay. And thinking about the neighbor you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
None white.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
Say that again.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
Am I a member of it?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.